Yes, I'm sorry.
Grandson.
I thought it was a granddaughter.
I heard it was a grandson. That was my version of the story. It could be it was a granddaughter. When I read the story 30 years ago, whatever it was, I thought it was a grandson. Okay, let's get into today's Gemara. Let's give a short review of yesterday so we should be able to continue. Our Mishnah said that if you have three brothers married to two sisters... I'm not reading the Mishnah inside. Lamed Amud Aleph, the bottom Mishnah. We are on Lamed Amud Beis, just for record, but I am going to review so we can continue from yesterday's Gemara. The Mishnah, Lamed Amud Aleph, on the bottom said three brothers married to two sisters, Reuben and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, Levi is married to Shprinza, Reuben divorced Rachel, Levi died, Reuben did Jibum to Levi, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong in Shimon doing Yibum to Shprinza. Shprinza was never a Tzaras Erva. That's what the Mishnah says, right? Reuben had divorced Rachel prior to Levi's death. After Reuben divorced Rachel, Levi died. Reuben did Yibum to Shprinza, no question that he could have. And now that Reuben died, Shprinza falls to Shimon. She's not an Erva, never was a Tzaras Erva, and she's Mutter. That's what the Mishnah said. The inference from the Mishnah was that we needed Levi to die first before Rachel divorced. We needed Reuven to divorce Rachel before Levi died. That's what the Mishnah said. Reuven divorced Rachel, and then Levi died. The inference was that had Levi died first, there would have been a problem. What would the problem have been? If Reuven would have been married to Rachel, and Levi died, right? And then Reuven divorced Rachel, and did Yibum to Shprinza. What would be wrong in the fact that when Reuven dies, Shimon shouldn't be able to do Yibum? Again, the inference of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah sets it up that Reuven divorced Rachel prior to Levi's death. And then Reuven did Yibum to Levi's wife, Shprinza. What would have happened if Levi would have died? Then Reuben would have divorced Rachel and done Yibum to Shprinza. Inference of the Mishnah is that Shimon would not be able to be Yibum Shprinza. Why not? The answer is because when Levi died, Shprinza fell to Reuben and was Yetzika, and therefore there was a bond between Rachel and Shprinza at that moment. And even though Reuben went ahead and divorced Rachel, and then did Yibum to Shprinza, but what you can't say that Shprinza never was a Tzaras Erva. Bezika, she was a Tzaras Erva for a very short period of time. And therefore, the Mishnah seems to infer that it would be Aser. Because Shprinza had a certain relationship with Rachel between the time Levi died and Reuven divorced Rachel. That's the inference of the Mishnah.
Yep.
That only works if you hold Yetzika. Because if you hold Yetzika, Shprinza and Rachel have nothing to do with each other. Why in the world should Shimon not be able to be Miyab and Shprinza? Reuven divorced Rachel after Levi died. Levi's wife and Reuven's wife had zero to do with each other. If you don't hold Yetzika, The answer is you do hold the Zika. Therefore, the Mishnah is a proof. Yes, Zika. That's what the Gemara said. Yes.
Does she go out?
No, she needs Chalitza because Zika is only rabbinic.
Okay, so she needs.
Yes. Now, the problem is the Mishnah at the beginning of the page inferred that ain't Zika. Because in the beginning of Lamed Amud Aleph, it said, Reuben and Shimon married to two sisters, and Levi married to Shprinza. Reuben died, and Levi made Mimer, and then died. So Shprinza is a co-wife rabbinically with Rachel, because Levi made Mimer to Rachel, and therefore Shimon can't be Miyabim. The inference is, without Mimer, we would allow Yibum. What happened to Zika? Must be Ein Zika. which is what Rav Nachman said at the beginning of the page. So we have two Mishnahs that are sending us conflicting signals. First Mishnah on the page sent us Ein Zika, and the last Mishnah on the page sent us Yes Zika. Each one by their inference. First Mishnah said the only reason Shimon can be Miyabim Levi's wife is because Levi made him mimer in Rachel. Inference being no mimer, no problem. Why not? Zika. Must be Ein Zika. The last Mishnah seems to say that had Levi died prior to Rachel's divorce, there would be a problem here called Zika. And Shmita would be Aser to Shimon. Yeah, Zika. So the Mishnahs are sending us conflicting signals. That's our problem. The Gemara answered that according to Rav Ashi, who's the Dayak Yetzika, he doesn't like the Diak of the first Mishnah because he holds that there was only Maimer to say, not like Beit Shammai. So according to Beit Shammai, if Levi had done Maimer, then Rachel goes free, totally. And Levi, because Maimer is a Kenyan Gomer, they wouldn't even need Chalitza. So the Mishnah says, Maimer does not free her, Maimer just bans Yibum. So the reason the Mishnah picked the case of Maimer was not to infer that without Maimer, Yibum would be permissible, but rather to infer that Maimer does not absolve from Chalitza like Beit Shammai says. So Rav Ashi steers the Mishnah for a different inference, for a different limud. Not to tell me you need Maimer in order to ban Shmita from Yibum. Even if Levi would not have done Maimer, the fact that Reuven died and his wife fell to Levi made it that she saras achais isha bezika. But the reason the Mishnah picked Maimer is that according to Beit Shammai, once he did Maimer, you wouldn't even need Chalitza. So the Mishnah wants to tell me you do need Chalitza. So the purpose of the Mishnah is to say, not like Beit Shammai, not to infer anything about Zika. That's how Rav Ashi learns, and therefore there's no problem. Both Mishnahs hold yes. Zika, the inference from the first Mishnah was based on the fact that it said Maimer. There's a different reason it says Maimer to tell us Beit Shammai is wrong. Yes, Rav Ashi. I know, but I don't know the answer to that question. We had the same Gemara of Chesam and Aleph, and I don't know the answer to the question.
Are we saying that Rav Nachman holds like Beit
Shammai? No, he doesn't. Rav Ashi is saying the Mishnah is to come to teach me not like Beit Shammai. Rav Nachman says the Mishnah wouldn't teach me that. The Mishnah must be inferring something about Zika. He doesn't like that shot in the Mishnah. He doesn't think the Mishnah is coming to tell me not like Beit Shammai. He doesn't think we would think like Beit Shammai to begin with, which bothers Rabbi Schutz. We usually don't spend much time on Beit Shammai.
Yeah.
But this whole sugya has been different because we've been spending a lot of time on Beit Shammai and Maimer. But usually we don't.
Not only that, the Mishnah says Beit Shammai Shita first.
Well, always says Beit Shammai Shita first.
Yeah?
Yeah. Gemara and Erevin says that Beit Shammai was Zaycha to be Paskin like. One of the reasons was because they always put Beit Shammai first.
Well, I'm going through shots right now. If you give me another second.
I think it's an Erevin you'd give them at base when you get there. There's no Daf Aleph. You show me there's Daf Aleph. But some of you're learning Yerushalmi.
Yeah,
some of you're learning Yerushalmi. You show me there's Daf Aleph. You know why there's no Daf Aleph. We get all kinds of stickle tyra why there's no Daf Aleph. You want to know the real reason? Because when the printer printed, this was Daf Aleph. It's first page. But the next page became Daf Beis. Whoever printed Babli, the first one, decided that the opening page is Daf Aleph, page one. Then the next page is page two. Now once he did that, it's forever. Because no printer is going to change because it's the same reason. You ever notice, I heard this from we use the chapters in Chumash made by a priest. Who made the Prakim in Chumash? A priest. And he got a lot of them wrong. By us, Peis and Samach are the chapters. But a priest, whoever translated the Bible, decided to make chapters. He decided where the Prakim were. When they printed the Chumash, the Gaisha printers insisted the Gaisha government that we use their prakim. It can never be changed till Mashiach comes. Because whenever we have a Mara Makim of a Pasik, it says Perikov Gimel Pasik Dalad. Now, if you were going to go rearrange the prakim halachically the way they should be, you'll go crazy. You'd have to reprint every sefer ever printed, and every Mari Makam ever given, and give a different Mari Makam. So it became impossible. So therefore, we still use the Prakim of the priest. That's why Rabbi Yaakov told Shimon Krasner, who wrote a sefer Navi, never to say Pyrek, to say Kapitel. He says that we should use the Latin word. Why would you want to honor the Gaisha chapter with the word Pyrek? So he always said use the word Kapitel.
But does that mean the priest said when the Pyrek, Pyrek's over?
Isn't it?
No, when it's finished,
the number of Perek.
But I understand. But not when the Parsha
finishes. Not the Parsha.
Oh, okay.
But you see, you got it wrong, because many times the Parsha starts in the middle of a Perek. That should never happen. The answer is the priest had it wrong. The priest did it. He wasn't so learned. So he made his own chapters. But we use his chapters. That's the sad thing. In our Chumash, when we teach our kids, we say, open up the Perek Gimel, Pasuk Daled. It's wrong. It's not. Who made this Perek Gimel? Some priest.
Sukumar,
Allah, Halamai Shemitzinai. But the Perekim are man-made by God, by Shagat. But it's impossible, because once you printed it that way, once it was printed that way and became the source of how to identify a pasuk, you can't change it. You cannot change it. You go out of your mind. Every Mara Mokum of every Chumash, of whenever a pasuk is quoted, would have to be changed. Exactly. So now, same thing happened with Gemara. The printer decided that the first page is the Sharblot, and the Babes is the first page of Gemara. So everybody that ever refers to a Gemara says Dav Gimel, Dav Hey, Dav Zion, right? And if you would go redo it, whereas the one who printed Yerushalmi didn't do that. He counted Dav Aleph, the first Dav of Gemara. Therefore, Yerushalmi has Dav Aleph and Bavli doesn't have Dav Aleph. That's the truth. Anyway, that was just an aside. Now, the problem is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will infer from the first Mishnah the Ein Zikah. What does he do with the second Mishnah? The second Mishnah seems to say that Levi has to die before Rachel. Rachel has to be divorced before Levi dies. Why? So let's start from there. Top line, Lamed Amud Beis. Ula Rav Nachman Kasha de Rav Ashi. According to Rav Nachman, we have a problem with the Mishnah that Rav Ashi inferred from the Yezika. The Chi Tema. And if you're going to say that the Mishnah is not being dafka, the Mishnah doesn't really care whether Rachel is divorced first or Levi dies first. So why did the Mishnah end and say, this is the case with the Tzarez Mutter? What do you mean, this is the case? If the Mishnah is not being exact, it's not the only case. It could be Levi died first. The Mishnah said Rachel was divorced first, and then the Mishnah says, this is the case. What is it coming to exclude? Zogti Gemara Lemute Kanas V'Achkav Yerush. And this gets into a machloikis that we had back in Daf Yud Gimel. And that is, when you have a Reuven and Shimon are married to brothers. Sisters, I'm sorry. Reuven and Shimon are brothers and married to sisters. Reuven has a co-wife, Rachel, and a different wife. He divorces Rachel and stays married to the other woman, and then dies. If you look at Reuven's history, he had a tzaras, this wife that he has now, was once a tzaras erba. If you look at the moment of Reuven's death, she is no longer a tzaras erba. So we had a machlokes. Back in Daf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Yirmiyah said it's a machlekes tanoim. Some tanoim say you look at the time of death, and some tanoim say you look through the whole history of the marriage. Rav, I think, said there, no, everybody agrees you look at the moment of death. So the Gemara now is answering that the Mishnah wanted Levi to die first, not because it cared whether Rachel was divorced first. I'm sorry, it wanted Rachel to be divorced first. Not because it cared whether Rachel was divorced first or whether Levi died first. The Mishnah wanted to make sure that the Yibum to Shprinza took place after the divorce, that they never shared a husband. So the Mishnah said Levi died after Rachel's divorce, not because that makes a difference. That wouldn't make a difference. But the Mishnah wants to make sure you realize that had Reuven been Miyabim Shprinza, while he was still married to Rachel, a subsequent divorce would not permit Shprinza. Because I don't look at the moment of death of Reuven. I look through Reuven's history of marriage. And at one point, Shprinza and Rachel were really Tzaras Erva. No Zika, really Tzaras Erva. So the Mishnah wants you to realize this Yibum has to take place after the divorce. So really the Mishnah could have written it the other way. That Levi died and then Rachel got divorced. But the Mishnah wanted to accentuate the fact that you cannot have the Yibum of Reuven and Shprinza before the divorce of Rachel. Because if Rachel and Shprinza are co-wives at any moment, Shprinza will remain permanently a Tzaras Erva.
Why wouldn't the Mishnah teach
the Vegas? What?
Even if
because the Mishnah holds Ein Zika according to Rav Nachman.
I'm saying, according to him, why not teach that Levi died, then he got divorced, and then
he could have said that, but the Mishnah wasn't interested in that part. The Mishnah was interested just to accentuate the fact that divorce has to take place before Yibum. That's what the Gemara is answering. And for the Gemara, Lamute, Kanas Rachach Yirish. Rashi, Kanas Hanach Rachach Yirish is Ishtoi. Reuven married Shprinza, then divorced his wife, Umeis. The Asura Nachris Mishum Tzaras Achais Isha. The Avagav the Hash the Mishas Nafila Lav Tzaras Ninu. Even though now, they're no longer Tzaras. But we don't look at the moment of death, we look throughout the history of the marriage. Dr. Gemara Hanicha, that makes sense. Yisabala Kerbirmiya. If Rav Nachman agrees to Rabirmiya, the Amar, when we had a question back on Daf Yud Gimel, he said, Tavra, break the Mishnayas, Misha Shanazu La Shanazu. There was a contradiction in Mishnayas there. Do we look at the moment of death, or do we look at the throughout the history of the marriage? Rabbi Yirmiya said, you know, it's a machloikas tanon. One holds one way, and one holds the other way. Hai tana sever misa mapelas, vai tana sever nishul mishen mapelam. One says we look at the moment of death, and one says we look from the beginning of marriage. So Zuhi, Lemute Kana Zilsai Begirish. So you can say that our Mishnah lines up with the Tana that says we look at the history of the marriage, and therefore the Mishnah is coming to exclude the case when Reuven did Libum before he divorced his wife. Ela Isavala Karava Damaloilam Chatan Huvazuvain Tarachle Mazuktani. But Rav over there answered that everybody holds you look at the moment of death. And the Mishnah was telling me two chedushim, the bigger chedush, and then the smaller chedush. Zui lemutemai. So when you hold like Rav Nachman, you're stuck. You can't say the answer you gave. Because even if Reuven had done Yibum first and then divorced Rachel, Shprinza would still be mutter. So how can Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yirmiya? Okay, you can have a Mishnah that holds. That you look through the whole history of the marriage. So our Mishnah is coming to tell me, be careful that Reuven didn't do Yibum before he divorced Rachel. But if you hold like Rava, even if Reuven did Yibum and then divorced Rachel, she would be fine. We look at the moment of death. So how can Rav Nachman say this? Dr. Gemara Karcha Kerbirmiya Srila. You know what? He talked about the Kerbirmiya. You're right. Rav Nachman holds that there are Tanoim that hold we look at the history of marriage. And therefore, our Mishnah is coming to tell me, make sure that Reuven divorced Rachel before he married Shprinza. Because if he married Shprinza before he divorced Rachel, no matter what he does now, Shprinza will always remain in Tzaras Erva. I rather say there's no such opinion. Rav Nachman doesn't agree to Rav. Rav Nachman holds he has such an opinion.
So that the whole thing we had was a Tera, Yisura, Tera, you know, at first it was Mutter, Usser, Mutter.
There's nothing to do with this.
No, what I'm trying to say is that can't hold of the Svara of once you're...
Why not? I lost you. Why not?
Because once it's Usser, is it, once it's...
Oh, get it, wait a second. If you hold like Rava, you never look. You look at the moment of the death of the husband.
No.
If you hold like the other Shita, you say, was this woman ever a Tzaras Erva?
Yeah. Also, if it's Tzaras Erba, so it's never...
So when he when her husband dies, she doesn't follow the Yibam because she was once a Tzaras Erba.
So she can never... She's always going to be an Erba.
Correct. Correct. She always will be the brother's wife with no Yibam. Correct. 100% right.
No need to
leave. No need to leave. No. It's biblical. I don't know what you're talking about. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, see, we had a contradiction back in Daf Yud Gimel. One Mishnah seemed to indicate that we look at the time of death. One Mishnah seemed to indicate that we look at the whole marriage. Rabbi Yirmiyah answered, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Rav answered, they both go by the time of death, and one Mishnah saying a smaller chiddush, and one Mishnah saying a bigger chiddush. That was Daf Yud Gimel. Now, over here, Rav Nachman's answer was, we exclude the case. The Mishnah is coming to exclude that if Reuven did Yibum and then divorced Rachel, Shmenta would never follow the Yibum. That only works if you hold there's such a Tana. If you hold there's no such Tana, you can't exclude that case. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rav Nachman must hold that there is such a Tana. And therefore he can learn that that's what the case of the Mishnah is coming to exclude. Rashi. The Gemara asks the contradiction from our Mishnah that seems to say that if Reuven married Shmita before he divorced Rachel, right, that he can't Shmita as a Tzaras Erva. On the first Mishnah in the Masechta, that seems to say if they divorce, the Tzara becomes Mutter. Even though they were once co-wives, but if at the time of the death of the husband they're no longer co-wives, it's not a Tzaras Erva. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, you know what? It's a machlokes tanoim. Eli savala karava de zuvein tzarach lemer zuktani. Rabbi says, no, we look at the moment of death. And this mission is not telling me a chiddush that if Reuven is miyabim before he divorces Rachel, it's aser. No. That means even if Reuven did Yibum, she's still mutter to Yibum if Reuven divorced Rachel prior to his death. But Zui Lav Lamute Asa, it's not coming to exclude that case. So Zui Lamute Mai. So what would Zui coming to include? E Lamute Mace Achivachach Girish Ishtai Vekanash Shavemtai. Got a problem. Okay, we're going to get to that later. This is the next Gemara. So let's review what we have here before we move on to the next Gemara. The next Gemara is the next step, two steps, and then the end of the sugya. So let's review what we have here. Rav Ashi, and he's very important here. Rav Ashi was medayik from our Mishnah, a very big kiddush. Rav Ashi said, let's listen to what Rav Ashi said. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, and Levi is married to Shmita. The Mishnah says, Reuven divorced Rachel, Levi died. Reuven was miyabim Rachel. So the Mishnah, if Reuven dies, Shimon can be miyabim Rachel. Dr. Vashi, you know why that's true? Because Levi died after Rachel's divorce. But if Levi died prior to Rachel's divorce, then Zika would have made Shmita a co-wife with Rachel, and even though Reuven was Miyabim Shmita, and he divorced Rachel and then was Miyabim Shmita, Shmita will remain permanently Usher. Not only do you look at history, but you look at history and include Zika. It's rabbinic. It's a double. It's Rabbi Yirmiyah plus. Not only do you look at the history, but they don't even have to be married at the same time. All Shmita was Zika to Reuven. That was enough to create a history. That's huge. That's saying that our Mishnah is not only agreeing to Rabbi Yirmiyah that we look at the history. We're not only looking at the history of marriage. We're adding on that we're looking at the history of Zika. That's way back.
Funny, he could do
Yibum
to her now.
He can do
Yibum. And so can the other brother.
This was your question yesterday, or Tyson's question, and we said we don't know Pshat. I said I don't know Pshat, right?
The moment he died, even if he didn't do...
No, if he did Yibam. If he didn't do Yibam, Shimon came in Miyab. Again, we didn't understand why, but that was the thing we said.
All right.
That was yesterday's discussion.
Right.
So let's see what Ravashi said here, because it's so important. Ravashi, not only did he say we look at history, but we look at history of Zika. Levi died. Reuven divorced Rachel. Then Reuven did Yibam. That means Rachel and Shmita were never co-wives. But they had a Zika relationship. When Reuven dies now, Shmita cannot have Yibam, rabbinically, because she had a Zika relationship with Rachel.
And it got reinforced by his Yibam of
her. It got reinforced by the Yibam of her, which I don't know why it has to be, but that's it. Now, if you stop and think about that, that's Rabbi Yirmiya plus. Meaning it's saying we look at the history, but not only do we look at the history, we look at the history and include Zika. That's what Rav Ashi said. Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Zika. He holds Ein Zika, right? He said our Mishnah holds Ein Zika. So what did the Mishnah come to exclude? So he said the Mishnah doesn't care whether Levi dies first or Rachel is divorced first. That's not the issue. What the issue is, we want to make sure they were never co-wives. Because if they were co-wives, we look at the history of their marriage. And if at any moment they were co-wives...
Not Zika,
but you're Malcolm Hossein Zika. We look at the history of the marriage, not the time of death, history, but only history of the marriage. And all the Mishnah means to exclude is the case when they were co-wives. So Rav Nachman doesn't take it as far as Rav Ashi took it. Now we got Rava, and Rava has a problem. Because Rava says we never look at history. We never look at history. Only the time of death. No, Rav Ashi said yes, Zika. Rav Nachman holds Ein Zika.
Who holds history of marriage, not Zika?
Rav Nachman. Because he holds Ein Zika, so he can't look at Zika. Because he holds Ein Zika, Zika's not a factor. Rav Ashi holds yes, Zika, so Zika is a factor. So those are the two ways we can learn the Mishnah so far. But both hold you look at history. Both hold you look at the whole history. The question is, what is history? Rav Nachman limits history to marriage, because he doesn't hold a Zika. And Rav Ashi expands history to Zika, because he holds yes, Zika. That's what we had so far. But now we got a problem. We have Rava. And Rava says we look at the moment of death. We don't care about history. According to Rava, if Reuven was Miyabim Shmita and he was married to Rachel at the same time, and he divorced Rachel, Shmita could go to Yibam. Because we only look at the moment of death. He holds that way Lalacha. But Ravashi is Rav Nachman plus. You can't. Rav doesn't look at history.
There's no Zika.
Rav doesn't care whether there was Zika or not. The bottom line is now that Reuven died, Ishbrint Zetzaret Erva. He doesn't look at the history. Even if Reuven.
Just looking at right now.
Right at the moment of Reuven's death.
Okay, whatever the status of that woman is.
What is the status now? Even if she was a real co-wife.
History is irrelevant.
Exactly. So what did the Mishnah mean by Zuhi? What is it excluding? Adarabah. Even if Reuven was Miyabim Shmita while he was married to Rachel, and then he divorced Rachel, Rava would still say Shmita can go to Yibam. Because at the moment Reuven died, Shmita was not a Tzaras Erva, and I only look at the moment of death.
Erva is removable with divorce. It's removable.
That's what the Mishnah said on that base of an aleph. Base of a base. That's the Gemara's kasha now. Rava can't learn like Rav Nachman because he doesn't agree to look at history. He can't learn like Rav Ashi, who not only looks at history, but looks at history of Zika. So what does Rava learn Zuhi comes to exclude? Which case is not Pauli Yibam? He can't say Rav Nachman, he can't say Rav Ashi, because they both looked at history. Rava doesn't look at history. Rava says, look at the moment of death.
if he's talking about the death of Levi.
I mean, Levi died, and then Reuven does Yibum. According to Rava, I don't care whether Rachel was married, Rachel was divorced. All I look at is at the moment of Reuven's death. Which brings a Sarah's Arab at the moment of Reuven's death. I don't care her history. Rava says we look only at the moment of death.
So why is she Mutzer? I mean, what's the meaning?
What is Zuhi? What is it including? Practice Gemara. Ula Rava. Now, okay, I have no bravery to get out of it, so I'm going to read the Gemara, and we'll let Rashi do a lot of explaining. Ula Rava, ha nicha isavala karavashi, zui lemute meis beloi girish. Eli isavaka Rav Nachman, zui lemute mai, akarcha karavashi svirale. Let me explain. The Gemara is saying, according to Rava, we can answer the question in the following scenario. Reuven was married to Rachel. Shimon was married to Leah. Levi was married to Shmenta. Levi died. Nobody did Yibum. Nobody did Yibum. Then Reuven died. Can Shimon do Yibum to Shmenta? Again. Reuven was married to Rachel. Shimon was married to Leah. Levi was married to Shmenta. Levi died. Nobody did Yibum. Reuven dies. Rachel is Hachayis Isha. Shmenta, if you hold Yad Zika, is Tzaras Hachayis Isha B'Zika. At the time of Reuven's death. At the time of Reuven's death, there was a Zika from Shmenta to Reuven. If you hold Ein Zika, I don't care about that. But if you hold Yad Zika, that Zika makes Shmenta Tzaras of Rachel. At the time of Reuven's death, he was married to Rachel, and Rachel had a co-wife, Vizika, named Shmenta. Therefore, Shimon can't do Yibum to Shmenta. It only works if you hold Yad Zika, and only works because he didn't do Yibum, right? He didn't do Yibum to Shmenta. Had he done Yibum to Shmenta, she would have been a co-wife. Unless he divorced Rachel. But he didn't divorce Rachel. The Mishnah is saying in a case where Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, and Levi is married to Shmenta, and Levi died, and there was no divorce of Rachel, and there was no Yibum, plain, everybody is the same as it was. Levi died, 5 weeks later Reuven died. Shmenta, because of Zika, is a co-wife to Rachel, who at the time of her husband's death was married to her husband. Rachel was married at the time Reuven died. And Shimon and Shmenta was a co-wife with Zika. So if you hold yes, Zika, you can have a case which Rav excludes. You don't have to look at history, you look at the moment of death. At the moment of Reuven's death, he has one wife and one Zika. He has Rachel as his wife, who is an Erva, and she has a Zika Tzara, Shmenta, who had fallen to her. That would be the case that the Mishnah is excluding according to Rav. But Enochinami, if Reuven divorces Rachel at any time, Shmenta becomes Mutter, because she, at the time of Reuven's death, she's not a Tzara's Erva. So that's Rav's way Rav learned Zuhi. It's excluding the case when Reuven never divorced Rachel. He remained married to Rachel. Levi died. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies. Reuven's wife is a real Tzaras Erva. She's Leah's sister. Shmenta is a Zika Tzaras Erva. But that's only if you hold Yad Zika. If you hold Ein Zika, that doesn't work.
It's only Chalitza, though.
But no Yibum. No. The old Yazika, Misa doesn't remove Zika. Everybody agrees.
Isn't she also a Zika to Shimon?
Does. She does.
So Shimon's the only one left alive.
Correct. But since he had Zika to Reuben, and Reuben's wife was an Erva, so she now can't have Yibum to Shimon.
Before that, she could? No.
Sorry?
Before...
That Reuben. Was the kasha we dealt with yesterday, and I have no answer for. When Levi died, she's talking to both Reuben and Shimon. Why are they allowed to do Yibum?
I guess it's going in my
head. That was the question that was asked yesterday, and I said I don't know Pshat.
But at the time of the funeral, was Ruffel still at this time?
According to Ruffel?
Yeah.
She was still married to Reuben.
Oh, she was still married to Reuben.
Correct.
Is that the only reason why Shimon can't be out in
Spencer. Correct.
What does the Zuhini?
This is the case when Reuben divorced Rachel that he can be Miyabim. But if Reuben's still married to Rachel, he can't be Miyabim Spencer.
So it's the Zika remains, but the Erva remains.
Correct. Let's do rest. Zunt Rashi Zui Limute Mai. Ilimute Mace Achiv Achkach Yirish Ishtai. Reuven, Levi died, and then Reuven divorced his wife, the Kanas Yevamtai, then married Shmenta. Hash the Kanas Achkach Yirish Arya. If you learn like Rava, even if he were to marry her and then divorce Rachel, Shmenta's mutter. So Yirish Achkach Kanas Miboy. So for sure, if he divorces Rachel and then marries Shmenta. Ilimute Mace Nasi Nachris Vagirish Valachais Ishtai. Ishtai. If you're going to say it's to exclude the case when Levi died and Rachel never got divorced, Umeis, and then Reuven died. It's a Tzara B'Zika, right? Reuven dies, and at this moment he's married to Rachel, and therefore Shmint is a Tzara B'Zika. Barloin is Garsha, B'Shat Misa Tzara Sein, U'B'Zhab Maidi Rabba. Behalor of Nachman like a lememrachi, but Rav Nachman holds lein zika. The ha'ein zika Israel, he holds ein zika. The hukah hakorcha kribirmiya Israel. He must hold a kribirmiya that I look at the record of marriage. Lemute konas rachkach yirish comes to exclude the case when Reuven was miyabim, then divorced Rachel. The amen esul mapilin. We look at the whole history of the marriage. The haishat the tzaras erba havi, and at that time she's the tzaras erba. Ula Rava, Damer Misa Mapelus, Vekanas Achak Yerisharya. But according to Rava, who says we look at the moment of death. So Honichi Savala Kravashi, the Azika. So Zui Lemute Meis, Beloy Yerish. Vedaik Lamasnis in Kravashi. He doesn't hold like Kravashi. Damer Ham Meis Achak Yerish Asura, who says that if divorce took place after Levi's death, she remains Asur. The Rava Misa Mapelus, really. Rava says you don't look at history. The Kivin the Girishaya, Elohi dying. This is his deal. Time of the Girish, the Meshat Misa Lav Tzaris Havan. At the time of death, they're no longer Tzaris. Zui the Nachus Materis. Avon May Shayni Zach, Arishim Veloy Girish is Ishtai. But if Reuven died without having divorced Rachel, the Philo Loy Kanat is Hanachris, even if he never did Yibum to Shmenta, Asura. The Havi Achais Tzaris Achais Isha Bezika, the Philo Meshat Misa, at the time of Reuven's death. Even the Yazika have a kilubav mikayach sheni. So the Gemara saying is, Rava holds we don't look at history, we look at the moment of death. But he holds Yazika.
He could have divorced her after he did Yibum.
Could have divorced her after he did Yibum, because Rava does not look at history. Tractrashi, why do we need the Isra of Zika? We have a halacha that called rabbinically Eishes Shnei Mesim. That if a woman is, let's say, there's no relatives here. Reuben died, left over Rachel. She's not related to anybody. No. Then Shimon did Mimer, and then Shimon died. So we say that this woman is falling from two houses, from Reuben and Shimon. You can't do Yibum to a woman that falls from two houses. Same thing's happening here. Levi died. She fell Bezika to Reuben. Then Reuben died. So isn't Sprinza falling from Levi's house and from Reuven's house?
Zika
is counted. Since Zika makes it that Shimon has a bond to her, Is it she falling from two houses? The beloved is Dachoy, it's not Miyatira, forget about sisters. So Trashi Lohi. The Zikish Shnei Yevamim Di Sura left him in the Raisa. Zik is rabbinic. V'legazir Rabbanon Aleich David B'maimer. The only time Rabbanon considered from two houses is if there was a maimer. Gzeirah Shem Yemu Shnei Yevamim Tabos Mibayisach Mishabmas. They're afraid you'll think you can be Miyabim two Yevamim. But if there's no maimer, there's no such Gzeirah. So Shnei Mesim doesn't apply. Eli Sabakur of Nachman to Ein Zika, Bashai Zuhi, Lemutamai, Hakulu Shayim, Barmi Kanes Legirish. According to Rav Nachman, Zika doesn't make a difference. If it's the case that he married her, and he stayed married to her, of course she's Utzer. So basically, at the end of the day, we have three ways of learning the Mishnah: Rav Ashi's way, Rav Nachman's way, and Rava's way. Rav Ashi holds our Mishnah holds the Zika. But the Mishnah is saying a big chiddush that if Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters and Levi died and then Reuven divorced Rachel and did Yibum to Shvinta and then Reuven died, since we look at history, at one point Reuven, Rachel and Shvinta were co-wives in Zika 10 years ago, doesn't make a difference. She remains Asa to Shimon for Yibum. She needs Chalitza. Because he has Zika. That's Rav Ashi's way of learning. So he looks at history, and he holds yet Zika. So his history includes Zika. Rav Nachman holds ain't Zika. And therefore, we don't care about Zika. So the Mishnah is excluding the case when Reuven did Yibum to Shvinta, and he's married to Rachel at the same time, then divorced Rachel, since at one point they were really co-wives. We look at history, and Shvinta doesn't fall to Yibum, and she's spotted from Yibum and Chalitza. So Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi agree that we look at history. Except Rav Nachman's history only includes marriage. And Rav Ashi's history includes Zika, because Rav Ashi holds Yad Zika, and Rav Nachman holds Ein Zika. Rava has a problem, because he doesn't look at history. So he says Yad Zika, but only if there was no divorce ever. If Reuven divorced Rachel, I don't care at what point. We look at the time of death. It's talking in a case where Reuven never divorced Rachel. Levi died, she fell to Reuven, then Reuven died. At that moment of death, Shprinza is a achois, is a Zika to an Erva. Therefore, because of Yad Zika, Shimon can't be Miyabim Shprinza. So we have three different ways of looking at the Mishnah. Yes, Rabbi Kleiman.
According to Rav Ashi, what does this ayat before, but I don't get it. What does Torah say in the Torah, the last two words?
In a case where Reuven divorced Rachel before Levi died, which is the case of our Mishnah, and then Levi died, and Reuven did Yibum to Shvinta, they never were tzaras to each other, even Bezika. So that's why Torah says Mutaris. Yes.
Who
needs
of the options where the order of the things are not necessarily have to be that way? It's hard to understand the word zoo. Granted, you can find one case that doesn't.
I have no answer for you. Bothered me also. Because what we're doing is that zoo is only excluding one of the options. It's not excluding all other options.
Right.
If I were saying zoo, I would say this is the only one, no other options.
Right.
And all three Mandi Amram here are excluding one other option. You're 100% right. I don't have an answer. Michael, do you have any questions?
I'll give you a comment. Rebbe is very smart. Rebbe did not become a physician when he was younger. I think someone told me a story that there was a physician that said you should become a doctor.
Yeah, Rebbe? There was a physician that tried to persuade me to become a doctor.
Baruch Hashem, you didn't listen. Baruch Hashem, you didn't go to Toronto.
What are you going to do with this? Anyway, now this ends this section. We would start it on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph to Lamed Amud Beis, 4.5 blot of very difficult cases and things. Now we go back to regular Gemara. We will have another three blot later on in the Masechta that come back to these kind of things. But besides those three blots, we are now out of Masechta, the difficult part of Masechta Yevamah.
Could you chazar the rest of the week?
You want me to?
No, I don't think so.
I don't mind reteaching the Gemara.
Why do you say that?
Just joking.
Again, there's two parts of Yevamah that everybody recognizes it hard. You would say three parts, the first part also. But the main part that everybody recognizes it's hard is from Chav Vav to Laman Amateis, and the fifth parak, which is 3.5 blocks. Those are the two parts that everybody recognizes as difficult.
The second part.
Rebbe Gamliel, the fifth parak in Yevamah.
Which one? Fifth?
Fifth, yeah. That is 3.5 blot. That also is a little bit difficult. But besides for that, I mean, again, the beginning was just to get cases straight. But once we got the 15 relatives out of the way, we were pretty good. Sometimes they learn about Achim, they don't. But yeshiva, they're not worried about the cases. That's secondary. What they concentrate on is exactly what is Zika, exactly what is Mimer,
right.
How does it work, to what degree, how do you draw the lines? That's what they concentrate on. They have to know the cases, but that doesn't, that's not where they put their effort into. That's supposed to come easy, especially when you have an art scroll or a sifter that paints it out to follow it. What?
Yud Gimel is pretty tough also. I mean, the
Aishan Zahar Shalaya,
but Lama, all those
cases also. Right, that's right. That's not Yud Gimel, it's Yud, I think. Whatever it is, yeah, it was hard. That was a little bit hard. Okay. Anyway, now we can relax a little bit. It won't be as hard. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. V'kulon Shahayabam Kedushin Agarish and Besafik. Person's married to an Erva, and he's married to a different woman. Now, the Kedushin to the Erva was a Suffolk Kedushin. The Gemara is going to give us the case in a minute. We don't know if he ever got married to the Erva. So Reuven's married to Rachel and Sprinza, but Rachel's Kedushin was a Suffolk. We don't know whether he's married to Rachel or not. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Shimon's married to Leah. Reuven married Sprinza. They're not related. Then Reuven married Rachel, but the Kedushin was a Suffolk. We don't know whether Reuven's married to Rachel. It's a Suffolk. Then Reuven dies. Can Shimon do Yibum to Shmenta? It's his brother's wife. She might be a Tzaras Erva. She might not be a Tzaras Erva. We don't know whether the Kedushin to Rachel was good. We'll see. Again, let the Mishnah do its job. Same thing is true. Reuven was married to Rachel and to Shmenta, and he gave Rachel a divorce, and we don't know if the get was good. We have a suffix on the get. And then Reuven died. Again, is Shmenta Tzaras Erva? We don't know. If he gave the get, we go by Misa, time of Misa. This Mishnah goes by the time of Misa. Right? Then Shmenta can get married. If it wasn't a divorce, then she's a Tzaras Erva. The Mishnah, the Kulon Shahaya ben Kedushin Negerish and Besafik. If the Erva either had a Kedushay Safik or a Gerish and Safik, Harem Latzaris Chotzes Lebetiab. So then, you give Chalitza, but you don't know. Can't let her go free. She might be a Tzaras Erva. She might not be a Tzaras Erva. Can't do Yibum. She might be a Tzaras Erva. And then it's biblically prohibited.
But if the Tzaras is the one that's the Safik.
So, of course, the Tzaras is the Safik. Exactly. So, what are we supposed to do to her? So give her chalitza. You cover your bases. We'll continue with this tomorrow. Mamash. Hamelus b'tayra.